The latest survey by Duke University and CFO Magazine shows companies would cut jobs or reduce hiring if the minimum wage rose to $10 an hour. Duke finance professor John Graham says nearly half of retail firms and one-third of service and manufacturing companies said they would decrease hiring plans. But Graham says if the minimum wage was increased to $8.50 an hour, fewer CFOs complained.
So it seems like there's a window there where for some moderate increase in minimum wage, but going all the way to $10 might have some negative unintended consequences.
President Barack Obama tried to start the minimum wage ball rolling when he raised the hourly rate for government contract workers to $10.10. The Gap clothing stores followed, raising its minimum wage to $9 this year and $10 next year. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.